Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard, author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life and host of this podcast, Incredible Life Creator. And my guest today is Mr. Kipling Sanders. Hey, Kip.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. We have been on before. You and John were talking about your book, Lemur Blue, and you being a tennis pro and some other things, but now you're doing some different things. And so we'd like to just kind of share an update on that. But before we do, I want to go ahead and just read your bio so people who haven't heard your other podcast or don't know you will know a little bit about you. So, Mr. Kipling Luke Sanders was an adopted child chosen by his parents. His biological parents are of South Korean and African American descent. His amazing parents, Irish and Italian, brought him a life of education and access in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Kip has a business degree in aviation management and a master's degree in aviation science and has been in the aviation industry for several years. He has been a tennis pro most of his life. Kip had a life of hurdles and challenges that drove him to find sobriety, balance, and success, turning tragedies into triumphs. He has crafted life lessons into engaging books for both children and adults. He's made TV appearances with business partner Sports Ed TV on ABC 7. He's volunteered to prep food and feed the homeless at the Salvation Army and helped young kids with homework and reshelving books at the North Sarasota Library. He's a speaker at the Boys and Girls Clubs and enjoys helping his community in multiple ways. He wrote a song that comes out before 2024 as a vocal music artist. So, Kip, tell us
Yes.
where you're at now, what you're doing now. You've done so many things already in your life, but now I know you're adding to that repertoire what you're doing.
Yes, I am. Basically, I right now I'm jingling with some creative art works in the music fashion. I took a trip and I connected with a few people who are skilled in the music industry and long story short, I want to keep it simple, is I'm coming out with a single. I'm coming out with a single before the end of 2024, hopefully in Thanksgiving time. That's next immediately on my project.
So, what is this song about?
I truly believe it's the song of the times, truly. These times are trying times for a lot of people. A lot of people overcoming insecurity or fear or outward, things directed to them, or just even with parallel universes, if people are educated on parallel universes, they're merging. And in the Bible, it was written in biblically that in the revelations in these trying times that children would see and fathers would have dreams. And I know that some people are seers, and I know that some fathers have had some dreams, and dreams are very vivid to people. I mean, but nevertheless, basically, the I forgot where I was at actually. Re-edit that.
Well, you were talking about that, that people are going to have their dreams and they're going to see things and there's, yes.
Yes, people are, biblically it was written these times. And so these times are predestined, and it's an imminent point where you have to try to get on the side of light or the side of dark, or the side of goodness or the side of evil. And ultimately, there's this ultimate battle clashing, and it's been clashing for evermore before, even I believe, even BC. These ancient creatures, if you will, or ancient things, or before God, but also God is almighty and powerful too. But long story short, after 2020, it was just very hectic. A lot of businesses went out of business. A lot of people lost homes and houses. A lot of families got divorced. So it was a really trying time for a lot of people. A lot of relationships were lost, and because of just people taking things for granted, And I think it's the time now where I know it's the time where karmas are catching up with people. And even with an unbalanced or unaligned chakra, people can technically hear their own chakras, you know, on an expanded fashion. But I'm very educated. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a shaman. So I'm pretty skilled. I've listened to and read at least 7 or 8 books about supernatural world, God, angels, things of that sort. But today's times are just, I mean, this is the first time I'm really saying it on the air, but today's times are just awful. It's just really wretched and trying for so many people. And I would love to see that overcome by so many people coming together in a place where they're focused with positive energy. The tough thing about it is people don't know how. People don't know how. They get frustrated, they get irritated, they get, you know, a knee-jerk reaction, and then everyone's in chaos. And then there's drama, and then there's baggage in the closet, and then there's skeletons in the closet, you know, that come out. But all of this baggage and all of these skeletons in the closet, they could be healed. They could be mended. And it's a simple process that I'm actually coming out with too. I'm developing a workshop to help people, help the people in need, help people who help the rich, help the poor, help the powerful, and help the people who can't help themselves. If they're interested in healing or developing into a true higher self. And we need that so bad in these times. And I'm not the only one doing it. And, you know, I just hope more people are doing it across the planet, you know, healing. And I know that there's this membership of a email subscription that I'm subscribed to. And they said they're having a world peace, prayer for peace for 24 hours. And I think it's October 23rd. I'm not sure. I don't know the date exactly, but it's just everyone, all the Reiki healers, and everybody's going to pray for peace. And that's ultimate. And I too want to stem that and develop a team. You see, I'm building a team of light workers, if you will, or people who will work for light and help this earth, our mother earth, in this desired time. And so whether it's biblical, whether it's parallel, it's a combination of biblical and collaboration of parallel universes collaborating, where people are just, you know, experiencing things that they haven't experienced before. And a lot of people don't know how to deal with it, and they get scared and frightened and insecure. And that's exactly what I don't want you to do. I want you to be bold, secure, strong, and use the Lord. I mean, I'm Christian, but at the same time, I believe, I don't know what you call me, but I believe there could be many gods, but I'm also a Christian. So, I mean, I do the best I can. I'm not a saint. I'm not perfect, but I try and spread the message. I try and spread the message of light, love, well-being, peace, growth, development, healing, and on a one-on-one basis, and then reach that outwards. To tell you the truth, I'm considering running for mayor. Whether it's, I'm not sure locally, but in some city, maybe some city I moved to, I'm not sure what the specs are, but I'm gonna have someone, my assistant, do the research on the qualifications, because I might run, because from a mayor perspective or from a commissioner perspective, you can get done a lot more. You can create a lot more change in a shorter period of time, make more moves. That's my motive. That's my thought. And to help the people,
So you're talking about, you know, times have been difficult for a lot of people, especially since we went through 2020. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned through 2020, though, is that it was shining a light on things that were not right anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's so many people going out and starting their own businesses now, where before they would have stayed in a job that they hated for years and years and years. Why? Because that's what they did every day. They had a habit of going to work. They had a habit of going to a job that they didn't like. And now all of a sudden the light has shined on it. And they're like, you know, I really don't like getting in my car, driving 1 hour, going to an office where I feel so frustrated and upset because I don't feel like I'm being used, or I'm being, you know, useful, or I'm
Concisely.
producing what I want. And then I get back in the car and drive home in the traffic, and then I'm tired, too tired to figure out what my dreams are. So COVID really put a light on things like that. It also put a light on relationships, because a lot of people, because they were just doing their habit almost automated, not
Right.
mindful, not
Not
aware,
mindful. Right.
just
Not
basically
reacting, doing
wheel of doing and not even knowing why they're
willfully.
doing.
Yep.
And then it shines a light on, you know what? I'm doing this, you're doing that. And when we come home, we don't even like each other anymore. What? You know what I mean? When they had to actually stay at home in the same household, they realized that, you know, did we ever know each other? You know, all these things came up, which was a
And
positive thing, because if they were people who really
sure.
wanted to make things work, they could use that time to get to know each other, to learn how to get
Right.
along with people. So I understand where it's really tough for people, but I think you always have to look at that silver lining of anything and say, okay, this is brought up, this challenge was brought up for me. It was put in the light so I can, like you said, heal. I have a chance now to heal it. Because before, I didn't even know I was sick. I didn't even know that things were not right. They were wrong. I
Awareness,
was giving
awareness.
my power over to whoever, you know, whoever took control of it, whether it be my work or my family or whatever. I didn't even have control of myself. But now I see, oh, I can heal this. Not only that, but I can actually live a life that's fulfilling. Like you said,
Concisely.
peaceful, loving, enjoying, you know, knowing
Concisely.
myself, knowing others. So I know that, you know, you do Reiki and you do some other healing things. What are some of the things you do? Like, let's say you're having a day where you're just not feeling peaceful, you're unsettled, maybe there's chaos or something. What are some of the tools you use to help yourself feel more peaceful?
Well, as a empath and a light worker, basically I have to completely detach. I have to detach for a while, for an extended period of time, to regroup, recapture the now moment. Because people get lost in the aftermath of it all and stay and keep living in the aftermath, let alone starting and beginning dramas because of not having therapy when they were young, or not having therapy as adults to rid bad, poor behavior or traits developed. And that could be through family, it could be through friends, or, you know, just groups of people. Nevertheless, it's unjustified, and I don't think people should get away with it. But I think the issue is that people are so much in their will. They want it the way they want it, you know? And if it's not that way, people don't know how to just sit calm and listen. Sit calm and relax, you know? People, the mind, the brain needs to be changed to de-accelerate the endorphins and the dopamine drip, the dopamine drip level in the brain. Because for too many people, it just goes way too fast. And that's why, I mean, honestly, even in Sarasota, I want to speak to the police department. I want to share my message with them for a bona fide and beneficial purpose for everybody, to bring the streets and the police together and help understand that it doesn't have to be brutal. It doesn't have to be ugly anymore. This is the time to change, right here, right now, in 2023. This day, if you're watching this or listening to this right now, this is the day to begin the change, literally across the planet, Mother Earth and the world. To spread healing, light, try a little bit harder to be kinder to the person who you don't know. And the person you do know very well. You know, if you need help, get therapy, get help for it, you know, admit your wrongs. And that's what grown-ups do, at least, you know. Kids, they don't admit their wrongs. People are never mature and develop as a human being, literally. So it's about self-help and reaching your higher true self and your whole self, because when you're your higher true self, there's a lot more love and light and peace and comfort and all those things that God wants for us, ultimately. And so it's to me, I mean, honestly, it's like I was doing an interview. I was interviewing someone on my show, Manifest Enlightenment and Soar, earlier today. And what she mentioned to me, Heather Hackett, from Local Relief, she developed this wonderful program for hurricane relief. It's an app, putting it out there. But basically, she said that she looked at this situation, this app that she created, like a game, like a game, like a coach in a game. And she just took this here and took that there, took this and that, and put this over here, moved that over there, and had this complete, strong, her ultimate, you know, configuration and development of a new invention. And so ultimately, it's just like compartmentalizing emotional intelligence, learning how to compartmentalize emotional intelligence. And then again, you have your instigators out there, the instigators who like to start things, and you know, because they don't feel good about themselves
Yeah.
or
So when
just
you're
scared.
talking about, the app, when someone's in creation mode, they're not in fear mode. You can't be in fear mode and be in creation mode. It's just like you can't have fear and love. You can't have, if you're creating like she was, then that puts you into your higher self, into that person that you were meant to be. And because we're
And
all meant to
sometimes,
create something. We all have different
exactly.
jobs, but we're all create, meant to create something
Yes, we
in the
are.
world.
Each one of us is made to create something. So go out and create yours. It was interesting. Back to the coach reflection. I was looking at the situation of peace and today's times, and there's certain like pawns, and then there's rooks, and then there's queens and kings, and then there's, you know, all the chess pieces. All the chess pieces are there. And so ultimately, I see it like a video game almost. This is like, you got to do this, you got to do that, and that, that, and that, and that. I'm not going to give the secret away. But it's ultimately, you know, just a lot of action that a lot of people who care about this planet, people who care about humanity and mankind, have to step up now, have to step up now and pave the way for the future generations to come. Indeed. Now is the time.
Exactly. So, tell me about the show that you have now that you're starting, where you're interviewing people. What is it about, and what kind of people are you interviewing?
My show is called Manifest Enlightenment and Soar, like taking off, soaring across the friendly skies or the blue skies, and then or in out of orbit into the galaxy. But nevertheless, Manifest Enlightenment and Soar is about raising awareness for people who are doing good in their communities and doing the community a favor by just being who they are. And I've interviewed people such as Heather Hackett today with Local Relief here in Florida. And basically, she created this app, invented, excuse me, this app where you can have access to everything you need: medical, gas prices, how far, distance, supplies at Walmart and warehouses, in case there's a hurricane and there's no power in the house. So that's one particular individual. When I saw her profile, I saw her biography, and I was like, yeah, that's one I'm going to select. Then I've interviewed Frederick Piccolo, who is the president and the CEO of our airport, Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport. I've sat down with him about 5 or 6 times in the course of my lifetime because I'm so passionate about aviation and flying. I mean, if you like flying and airplanes, it's in you for life, you know. And so basically, I have airplane models all over the house here, you know. And so basically, I interviewed that gentleman, and then it was just insightful about what's going on because that airport is just soar rocketed. It's just soared in terms of how many people they bring in per year, the number of airlines they carry now. The airline traffic is, I think it was like 300% the airline traffic in about a short period of time. And so that's a lot to deal with as a chief executive officer, president of the airport. But I really like that guy. Like everyone I interview, they're very good examples and strong leaders in our community, in our local community. And in the interviews, I like to, I haven't with everyone, but I definitely wanted to implement where I talk about peace, where I talk about the topic of peace and balance. Light and love, because I think that is a key factor for role models and difference makers to have their opinion and to share a message to many more who follow them. And so ultimately, I'm trying to kind of, oh, you got it. You got the cooties, you know, with peace. And spread it. You got to keep it there. Touch your it with peace and light and love and happiness and joy and freedom. I don't know. It's just, I'm born to do this. I don't know why. I do know why. Truth of the matter is, I've heard angels before. I've heard them say destiny. I've heard them say destiny, 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 or prophet, prophetic, prophetic. Or I've heard other motivational things, you know, from angels. And I've heard from God twice. I've heard God talk to me 2 times. And it was just God. You knew it was him. I'm not going to take you through what he told me, but actually I am, because this is very powerful. I stopped drinking alcohol about 12 years ago in 2011. January 4th, or excuse me, 2012, January 4th was the last day that I had a drink. And so it's coming up this year will be 12 years, 2024. It was a transformational experience, and I recommend it for everyone. And it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be any variable. It could be any XYZ factor. And if you play those 12 steps into place, there could be peace on earth. A lot of people know this who are, you know, practice. And so basically, it's a matter, what I'm doing is I'm stepping it up quite a few notches. And I'm not just taking it, you know, compartmentalizing with alcohol or for, you know, Cocaine Anonymous or Sex Anonymous or, you know, Overeaters Anonymous or Gamblers Anonymous. You know, I'm just taking that matter, those molecules and atoms and energy, and that dark energy and that light energy, and basically transforming it into peace. And you, every viewer and listener, you can transform whatever you want into peace, or whatever your calling is to be.
So just to ask you a
Literally.
personal question,
Yeah.
what gives you the most happiness and fulfillment in your life at this point right now?
My truck. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. But actually it's a very powerful truck. Here's a story out of my truck. My truck's name is Enlightenment. Enlightenment. And that means that nothing of light is welcome in its presence, and nothing of light, of darkness, darkness is not welcome near the truck. and darkness is not welcome near me, for that matter. I've come to a point where it's been so bad through, 19, 2020, and after that, unfortunate circumstances that I have in my life that were really challenging, unfortunately. But that made me into a stronger man, into like a knight of light. Not the Dark Knight, like Batman, even though I like to think I'm Batman. And I even had a dream when I went to this place, when I went to Monroe Institute in Faber, Virginia, this spiritual experience of Mr. Monroe. He's all supernatural and tapping into the consciousness. I had a dream that I was Batman. I was here, then I set the arrow to there, stuck on the wall, then I beamed over there, then I went over here, and then there was someone shooting over there, then I beamed over there. It was a real dream, and it was like, wow. I even smelled my Italian family's baked ziti pasta that night. And because we had an experience, an exercise we were doing that gets you to touch in touch with deceased relatives, and it's very powerful, very emotional for some people. But it's called the Gateway Voyage at Monroe Institute. And speaking of Monroe, and I did that, and I smelled the baked ziti that night, and my Italian family was close to me. The thing is, I've been with my mom pretty much for the most part since my father passed away. And so it's just like positive examples of father figures. It's just not there right now, But all that has like almost made me, okay, my story. Yes, I was adopted. I was an orphan. I was almost like, it's a story of like Moses, who was adopted, who was Jewish, right? I think, yeah. And then he was put into the carriage and pushed down the river. And then his other family found him. That's how I got here too. And but it was on an airplane, Pan American 747. And so ultimately, DC has had a story like that. One thing I will say is that there are biblical people out here these days. The things that are going on that you've heard in the Bible, like Ezekiel or Noah or Moses or David, who all heard messages from God or messages from angels, it's happening today to these prophets out here, wherever they are. And there's many, who's the chosen? There's many chosen ones for many different purposes out there. And as long as the people of light, as long as the people for the good in the world, in this ultimate battle of good against evil, as long as the people of the good are honorable and true to themselves, and I think they have to network. I think they have to network and just build a stronger alliance. I think by 2033, first of all, I'm a quick prediction, 2044, flying cars will be out in 2044. And I also predict there'll be peace on earth one day. I hope so. I feel it. I know there will be. One thing I wanted to mention on that subject is the 7 years of peace. The 7 years of peace. I'm not sure, I didn't do enough research on it before the show, I apologize. But there's 7 years of peace, or it's like 7,000 years of peace. But I think it's in the Bible. Do your research, and or just research Google or Alexa, what's the 7 years of peace in the Bible? And you'll learn what that is. And so I believe that's coming very soon, as long as the good knights and the peaceful warriors, do their work in this ultimate battle. Let me tell you real quick, last thing I'm going to say here on this particular subject is that there is a battle in the human world, in the three-dimensional world, and there is a battle in the supernatural, unseen world as well. And it's going on, whether people see it or not.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for coming on and talking about peace. And we all desire that. We all desire that, no matter who you are. We all want peace with ourselves, peace with other people. So one last question before we finish. What's your best advice on living an incredible, amazing life?
Best advice on living an amazing, incredible life is definitely follow your dreams. Don't be scared. If you have doubts, remember, the enemy wants you to be in doubt, fear, and not succeed. So just know that that's the enemy. Any fear, any doubt, and use the opposite of the enemy. Use God or your higher power or your doornob or your toenail, whatever your strength is, use it and use it well. And because you can take that beyond to where there are limits, you can take it to be to where there are no limits.
Beautiful. Thank you so much,
Thank
Kipling.
you. Yeah. Thanks
We'll
for
talk to
having me.
you again soon.
All right. Bye. Thank you.